This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A bill that would ban physical punishment of Colorado children in public schools is getting support from doctors and disability rights advocates. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Teachers, coaches, and other school staff already cannot hit kids in many school districts, but there's no statewide law that bans it. Dr. Laura Melnico is with the American Academy of Pediatrics Colorado chapter. She supports the measure and says there are several large districts that still don't have rules that expressly prohibit it on the books.
It's not effective discipline, and it has significant harm associated with it, including aggressive behavior, poor cognitive development, mental health problems, and antisocial behavior.
The bill has passed out of committee and now heads to the House floor, where it's expected to garner broad support. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Nearly 100 state politicians, business leaders, and military personnel signed an open letter urging President Biden to keep U.S. Space Command in Colorado Springs. Peterson Space Force Base has been its temporary home since 2019, but former President Trump pushed to relocate the command center to Alabama. The Denver Art Museum announced the removal of the Bunker family name from its Arts of Asia gallery on Thursday. Reporting by the Denver Post recently exposed evidence that Emma Bunker spent years helping art dealer Douglas Latchford traffic stolen pieces from Southeast Asia. Bunker served as a board member and consultant for the museum, donating around 200 objects during her tenure. The museum's statement says, quote, 40 of these gifts are considered antiquities, and the museum, cooperating with U.S. authorities, continues to research the ownership histories of these objects. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up next, it's 1A. Highs along the Front Range today are in the 60s.